So, okay, let's examine kind of each piece, and there are kind of A parts and B parts to this, so he's going to break it down. Yeah.
So hang on here.
For what it needs to be. So the first one is God's ultimate purpose in creation is to supremely magnify his glory. That's his first premise there. So his ultimate purpose, what he's ultimately going for in creation, in making anything, why did God make the world? What's our purpose here? Here's the ultimate purpose, is to supremely, the biggest, magnify, show his glory. And so what does that mean here? So did God create the world because he was lonely? Did he just need somebody to love? Jefferson Airplane in there? People have vainly fancied that God needed to create the universe so that he might have other persons, however inferior, to love and be loved by. I'm just so lonely out here in floating in space that I must create the world and I've just got to tell him I'm the greatest possible being and I get euphoric feelings from that. No, right. That's not what's happening. Much as a lonely woman might crowd her house with cats, that might be a good apt description for humanity. Just a house full of cats, hurting them as well.
That's right.
But such a notion is absurd, and why is that? Because we have scripture to reveal to us who God is, why he is, and the Trinitarian Godhead fits perfectly in the description here, is that it's a notion that's absurd because God was under no compulsion to create the world, being fully satisfied in his own Trinitarian being, the perfect love and satisfaction existing among the members of the Trinity can never be matched by creating anything less. God has nothing to gain by creating anything. And so, if God needed to create the world, if he needed somebody to love him, if he didn't exist in a Trinitarian form, we talked about this when we talked about the concept of Allah in Islam, is God, Allah must create there in order to have beings to love. He must learn love by creating. He doesn't just kind of know it. He has love is always an expressive emotion, expressive relationship between one or more people. So I love my children and I love my wife. I need the other person there, the wife, the children, in order to express that love. You just love yourself. God's the ultimate lover of self, but there's no relationship factor there. But in the Trinity, God existing in one being, but then three persons, the triune Godhead there is allowed to maximize their love for one another so that they don't need to create. They're perfectly self-existing. They're not learning anything. God is not growing. He's not understanding more. He's perfectly content within the Godhead. That's not true for other things. So it's not a means by which he must do this in order to, find the alien that says, what is love? What is kiss? that type of schlocky B-movie stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea here is that God didn't create us because he needed, he needed somebody to love, right? God, as you mentioned here and as you said, is love. And the Trinitarian God had love long before he created anything or any person.
If we're talking about the greatest possible being, a Trinity is almost necessitated, or there has to be some understanding of that. And so this all works philosophically, but it's more importantly working biblically so that we're understanding who God is still within the confines of this theodicy.
Right.
Too.
So God did not need to create. Right. There was no need for God to create. He had everything he wanted and needed, and he was self-sufficient, right, and everything already. And so he didn't really need it. Yeah, he chose to create.
Doesn't grow more powerful with more prayers or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. In other words, he made this world of his own free purpose, and he could have fashioned it in any way he wanted, right? God does all things, then, Christensen tells us, for his glory, mm-hmm. right?
Right, that's what the freely creating means. It's not just he's giving out. It's not this you get a car and you get a car and you get a world and you get a world. This is God is under no compulsion to do one thing or the other. He does so for what purpose? And so when we talked about the free will of humanity, when there's no desire there, as far as a controlling desire, we have a hard time saying, well, then how are choices made? And here, God has a choice to make as well. But he's free to do certain things and other things he's not needed to do. So just the act of creating, he didn't have to. So he freely was allowed to and still be consistent within his nature, which is always going to be. And it's what we want from a God being, someone who's consistent in his nature.
All right. Of course, even then, God is under, as you mentioned, no compulsion to magnify the riches of eternal glory to us, right? He doesn't even have to reveal his glory, right? Or show his glory, right, to us. Rather, he does this even freely. So not only did he freely create because he wanted his glory, but he doesn't really have to show his glory, but he does that freely, simply so that, notice, we might marvel at his glory, right?
Yeah, and this might be, not to shake up the can of worms with the hornets in it, but when this comes to natural theology and the kind of theonomous, it's hard to say, like, okay, well, if you have all these necessary factors, you could probably get to God with this kind of two-step method, and like, oh, look how teleologically made the universe is, or you know, here's all the steps of the Kalam argument to get you to the necessary being and the first mover, and then we'll work some magic kubadoo in there and get to the resurrection, and poof, there you have Christianity. I have a hard time with that because it seems like natural theology could lead to just guesswork at this time. You could just say, well, yeah, there's this, you know, the blind watchmaker. He winds up the watch, he throws it in the universe, that's the universe, and he goes off, and you have to determine your own way to get to whatever version of heaven that watchmaker does. There's the act of creation, but then, you know, I have made creation so that I might glorify myself. That's revelation. That's specific revelation, and I think that's something that you need. You get it in this theodicy. Mm-hmm.